Roughly 1 in 54 children is affected by autism, according to the CDC. And experts say the earlier a child can be diagnosed and start getting services, the better. But for many families, that's been a challenge during the pandemic. The group Autism Speaks is using this World Autism Month to try to teach parents about the signs of autism and to get help if they think they need it. My co-host Mark Brody spoke more about this with Pamela Dixon, Director of Clinical Services and Inclusion at Autism Speaks, and asked how the pandemic has impacted kids and their families getting a diagnosis.
It's been delayed. So there are families who had concerns before sheltering in place, or the concerns arose during sheltering in place. And so now, because, as you mentioned, we've had more limited access to healthcare, there's been a delay in achieving diagnostic evaluations.
What does that mean for those children and for their families?
Well, what it means is that for many of those children, it means that they are not entering into early intervention as quickly as they might have, in that their parents are not getting the support that they need to promote their child's development at home.
Is it possible to sort of play catch up with that?
Well, sure. We don't want to, you know, to ever send the message that all is lost, right? We still think that, you know, we still know that parents are doing the best they can at home and that children are learning every day. And we just want to emphasize the importance of going forward for those parents who have not yet been able to get a diagnostic evaluation, but who have concerns, that they perhaps start with screening that can be done online. And we have a webpage, screenforautism.org, where parents can go on and do a quick 2-minute screening questionnaire.
I'm wondering if you have been hearing from more parents maybe than normal over the past several months. Obviously, in a lot of families, you know, the parents are spending more time with their kids during the day than they might be otherwise. And I'm wondering if maybe they're noticing things that maybe otherwise maybe would have gone unnoticed for a little while.
Sure. Because of the sheltering in place together, our autism response team, which is the team of people that's available via phone and email to answer questions from parents, just general questions. We've had a spike in calls over the past year, and some of these calls are related, you know, not just to screening and diagnostic needs, but also, you know, basic needs, you know, needs for healthcare. There's been a huge economic impact in the autism community as a result of COVID. So, you know, we're all looking forward to families being able to get out there and access the professionals that they need to get help.
How have students fared? And I know that's sort of a general question, and, you know, it's impossible to generalize any population, much less this one. But in general, how have students fared, those who have not been able to be in the classroom or maybe haven't been able to get the kinds of services in school that they normally would get?
Well, I think, it varies according to the student and the services that were in place before they started. For any child who has an individualized education program or plan, an IEP, you know, the school officials and parents may find that it's really challenging to implement that IEP when a child is working, doing their schoolwork from home, and where parents are having to juggle work and, you know, managing their classroom schedule at the same time. So, you know, we're encouraging families and schools to just maintain, you know, as close a contact as they can to make sure that the goals for that IEP are worked on and put in place.
Is there a concern about backsliding if students aren't getting the same kind of education or services that they normally would get?
Yeah, I think that's a concern for all children right now. And I think we've yet to see, you know, just how much loss of skills there has been.
Obviously, isolation is difficult for most, if not all, kids. I wonder, though, if quarantining and sheltering in place, maybe for this particular population of children, is even a little bit more difficult.
Well, again, I think it depends on the individual. I would say for certain that a disruption in routine can have a huge impact on a person who, you know, relies on that predictability of schedule and routine for their, kind of getting through their day. And so, you know, I think there have been some children, adults on the autism spectrum where that disruption in routine has, you know, had a huge impact. And then there have been others where there's been a reduction in challenging behaviors because some of those triggers, known and unknown, that are evident in a school-based setting are not there. And so it's been easier for them to be at home.
Are you expecting to see an increase in diagnosis coming up as, you know, more and more people are feeling more comfortable going back out into the world?
I think we will see an increase in scheduling. You know, the clinics that do comprehensive evaluations are oftentimes, you know, working on waiting lists. So we may see a lengthening of those waiting lists. You know, professionals are going to be doing the best they can to do and are doing the best they can to supplement with virtual assessments, and we'll be trying to catch up as we're all able to get back out, you know, into the world a little bit more. So I would expect that there would probably be, you know, a little bit of a backlog in getting access to diagnostic services. So I would really encourage parents who have concerns but haven't yet been able to schedule or not at that place of scheduling for an evaluation to start with screening. And that's what they can do on the screen for autism.org website, because they can take the results of that and then present it to their primary care physician to then begin a conversation about what should happen next.
All right. That is Pamela Dixon, Director of Clinical Services and Inclusion at Autism Speaks. Pamela, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.